Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And we're still over a month and a half from the Toronto mayoral by-election. But quickly, it seems traffic and transit are becoming the wedge issues in the campaign. We've been seeing a flurry of promises around major transportation by many of the high-profile candidates. But at least one expert says voters have good reason to be skeptical about some of these commitments around transit. Dr. Murtaza Haider is the research director at the Urban Analytics Institute at Toronto's Metropolitan University and joins us with more of his perspective on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So on which announcement should we be skeptical and why?
I think instead of looking at individual announcements, I think we can look at the general rule. And the general principle would be that if anyone commits multi-billion dollar plans as part of their election campaign, be very careful. These billions of dollars will come out of your tax pockets, and most of the time these projects seldom deliver. We have been burned many times in the past in the city of Toronto. May that be the Scarborough subway extension, which we have approved for billions of dollars, and we know from studies and everything else that they will be carrying. That would make accessibility for public transit users worse off than the status quo now. And then all these examples of commitments to smart tracks and whatnot, they essentially are gimmicks. So be very careful as voters. Do not randomly or readily believe buyers beware, and the best thing to do is to ask these candidates to provide evidence, proof, or be ready to be able to debate these projects or proposals with experts or concerned citizens who are supposed to pay for these.
Now, as I understand, Professor, you think that politicians should be banned from making these kinds of transit proposals. Is that right?
Yes. So my request is that unless they come up with a cost-out plan with forecasts and costing, they should not just be presenting us these back-of-the-envelope analysis or back-of-the-envelope proposals, which we have been seeing over the last three mayoral election campaigns. What happens is that they come up and they say, well, there's going to be tax increment financing. Nothing will come out of the pockets of taxpayers for this smart track. I don't know anyone who can spot where the smart track is or remember what tax increment financing is, but that got Mayor John Tory elected in the first place. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying for the taxpayers, for the voters of Toronto, be careful, ask for evidence, and if they can't provide evidence, tell them to stop telling these plans, stop selling these plans. They don't know what it means. They don't know what the consequences would be. And it would be very detrimental for people. People are already struggling. Look at the inflation. Look at the cost of owning homes. Look at the cost of rents. And then someone comes up with another $5, $10, $15 billion plan. Where is that money coming from? From the pockets of taxpayers. And that's why I'm quite vocal this time to protect the interests of taxpayers. Good plans. Like someone comes up and says, let's try to get more out of our bus networks. Let's have rapid transit, bus rapid transit. Let's have cost-effective transit plans. Let's try to make our streets safer for all people and children with bicycles. These make sense. These is what the city needs. And there's always a need for people to evaluate, like or dislike these plans.
Dr. Haider, let me ask you this. Would it be an assumption to think that these mayoral candidates have received expert advice before they make these promises?
Oh, no, never. This is mostly motivations or interests from special groups who have vested interest in promoting one project versus the other. I have never seen a proper transport plan or a transit plan or infrastructure plan or a forecasting plan or even anyone who say, I'm a transport expert and I have developed this plan. None of this happens. It's all this back of the envelope projects that are forwarded by special interest groups.
Professor, before I let you go very quickly, as someone who follows this so closely, what would you like to see from one of the candidates? What would be a proposal that you could get behind?
I think, as I said, we have an opportunity to leverage bus systems with exclusive right-of-way for buses so that they are not fighting for space with cars. We need to have express buses that are not stopping at every bus stop. We need to improve safety for our pedestrians and bicyclists. These are the things that I can get behind. I think these are the things that would make transportation better, and these are the things that are cost effective, that would not cost billions of dollars the way subways and other steel-tied public transit costs.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your input, as so many Toronto residents still decide who they're going to vote for. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Murtaza Haider is the research director at the Urban Analytics Institute at Toronto's Metropolitan University.